Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in Ephesians 4, and we're in this wonderful section of walking in a manner worthy of our calling. Not a manner worthy to be called, but a manner worthy of our calling. It starts in chapter 4 after the first three chapters tell us who we are in Christ. The next three chapters, chapters 4 through 6, tell us how we live for this Christ whom we are saved in and by and through. What does it mean to live this saved life now, not for salvation, but for Christ? He talks about our unity. He talks about our diversity, our various gifts. But now he gets to the crux of the matter of how do you live this life for Christ? Now, you got a new record. You got a new heart. You got a new family. You got a new home. You got a new hope. You got a new perspective. And you got a new life, but you still have that old way of thinking. You didn't get a new mind, but you did get the Word of God, the Spirit of God, whereby you could renew your mind. And when you renew your mind, then you every day can put off the old man that came from that old way of thinking in order to put on the new man that comes from a Christ-centered way of thinking, the sovereign self-thinking leading to sensuality, greed, and every possible aspect of ungodliness, now to this new way of thinking in and for Jesus Christ. And so that's what I'd like for us to think about today as we begin to describe that new man. Chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry. Do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such a word that is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Well, my dear brothers and sisters and friends in Christ, here is this new life in Christ in which you're putting off and putting on. He goes through a series of dynamics. How do you love one another? How do you speak to one another? How do you care for one another? Don't give the devil an opportunity. Now, he wouldn't tell you that if the devil doesn't try to take advantage of opportunities. Now, the devil no longer is over you. Christ is in you. Christ rules in you. But you can give the devil an opportunity with careless living. The new life in Christ that declares your trust in God's grace is not seen by carelessness, but a carefreeness, that Jesus has set you free from your cares because you cast all of them upon Him. But in this world, you walk carefully, not carelessly. You walk confidently, but confidence is not seen in carelessness. It's seen in thoughtfulness and carefulness. How do I speak? I don't speak to get something off my chest. I speak for the benefit of the hearer. I don't harbor bitterness and wrath. You know what bitterness is? It's drinking poison, thinking you're going to kill somebody. Bitterness just poisons you. So forgive one another. Be kind to one another. Be tender-hearted with one another. How? Just the way God did in Christ for you. You do the same thing for one another. So, you got a new way of speaking. You got a new way of working. Now you're giving. Now you're working and giving instead of stealing and taking. Now you're speaking and edifying instead of speaking and polluting. Instead of grieving the Holy Spirit, you now welcome the Holy Spirit. And by the way, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You not only can give the devil an opportunity, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Now you're sealed. The text is clear. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, but you can grieve Him. No, don't grieve Him. Welcome Him. Call upon Him. Use things like fresh bread. The Spirit of God loves to work with the Word of God in your life. Put no confidence in the flesh, independent living. Put no confidence in the flesh. It is the Spirit who gives life. My words are spirit and life. In humble reliance upon divine grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, let us live this new life for Christ, putting off an old man, putting on a new man, just as God in Christ has set us free. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.